This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are the Adam Brawley.
There's a Monster in My Podcast.
Season 3, baby.
Yep, we are back with the Malleus Monstorum.
The... Take a shit on this hit. Do it. Pass it on the left-hand side. It's lit. Adam Brawley in the house.
What?
What?
Yeah, we are going straight to the second dimension with these things, and we're starting off really strong. Gary, I like the Adam Brawley quite a bit.
This is one of the most like video game like seeming things I think we've done.
Yeah, this would be a hook for like a Unity indie game, like done in a jam.
For sure, it could definitely be that, or like an SCP game. But also, they remind me of like NES creatures, like how they're two dimensional and they can only move on one plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they just kind of move back and forth. You know, hunting, it's like, oh, these are Ninja Gaiden enemies. You know, if they were other dimensional shadow vampires is the phrase. Yeah. So let's, what's going to be a fun challenge for this whole season is describing in general.
Yes.
So these are like two dimensional shadows, like black blobs that have filamentine tentacles. And that's pretty much it. Like they just kind of have this, they're kind of shapeless. We're going to run into shapeless a lot this season, but they're specifically two dimensional.
Right.
So they're flat creatures.
Yeah. So imagine if it is parallel to the floor, it can only move parallel to the floor.
Yes.
They can lash out. However, they are not necessarily too successful at doing that. Additionally, there are some that can teleport, so they can teleport themselves to a different plane, not plane of existence, but like to be operative on a different plane of movement.
They can jump.
They can jump.
Yeah, they can jump because they're like Ninja Gaidens. Or like Half-Life mods. Like these things seem like they're in a Half-Life mod to me a lot. Like when you walk around a creature in Morrowind or whatever, and it's, or not Morrowind, Daggerfall, and it's two dimensional.
Uh-huh.
From all sides, or Doom, it's like that.
Yeah, it always faces you. Yeah.
Yeah. So they kind of they scoot around like that, and they're evil fuckers.
Yes.
They toy with their prey. I don't know what that means in this. If you don't have, you know, hands, and don't take joy with that, what that means. But the cool thing, is that they use these tentacles, and suck out all of your bodily fluids, leaving what I would like to call an exquisite corpse.
Ooh, yes.
A lot of great details on this corpse. Good corpse.
Very much so. So let's say you have a brush with one of these things and you survive. The people who are affected, they end up staring off into a different plane forever. Like they're like, their eyes are just kind of like frozen into a, let's say, 1,000 light year stare.
Yeah. Yeah. You're looking at Space Nom. it's like you fought in the Space Nom, you know?
Yep.
There's probably like a misguided 70s Marvel comic called like Vietnam 3025 or something.
Yeah, Vietnam 2030.
Yeah. It's like this is based on. So you look off into Space Nom, you know, they suck out all the fluids of your body. And like every monster in this book, pretty much, these things are nasty as fuck.
Yeah.
Because they drain stats.
Yep.
So they suck out those stats, taking 1d6. To do the primer. The like different system primer like we did last time. Human stats are roughly the same as they are in D&D. It's like a 3d6 thing in this edition of Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah, with 10, like 10 or 11 for an investigator being like average, right?
Yeah, yep. Like the 9 to 12 range being average. In this, I'm 90% sure there's a bunch of different editions of this, but so they take 1d6, so they take up to a third of your maximum of those stats. They drain all your strength, you're bedridden for the rest of your life, just staring. If they take all of your con, you die.
Right.
The con will come back. However, the strength does not.
Right.
No. They actually do both regenerate.
Yes.
But it's 1 point per week.
Right.
Which is a long time in role-playing game standards.
Yes. Yeah. Like that puts you out of commission for, you know, many sessions of a campaign unless you say, okay, we're going to take a 3-week break.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they drain all the fluids from your body.
Yes. And they don't just leave you as a piece of jerky on the floor. They also leave you with shifting geometric patterns, which seem to have a luminescence and roam around the skin. So they give you the scrawl.
Yeah, you get the scrawl. It's their tag. You know, that's when they're playful. It's like these guys are little punks. They're underachievers and they're proud of it. and they tag their victims with cool space graffiti, like the Viet Cong will rise again in 2099, and then it just kind of moves around your torso, you know.
They've just lit their gang tag, like, okay, look at it, like, what happened to Reginald? Oh no, the Adam Brawley must have got him. Wait, it appears to be writing. It says, "I'm on Smoko." What's that mean?
Yeah, this is a little drawing of a dick that keeps moving back and forth on his forehead. It's luminescent bio dick that just keeps scooting.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.